Like, the biggest complaint we've had about mainstream rappers, they don't talk about shit.
Right.
And then when they fucking do, y'all complain about it. Like, maybe he didn't, like,
damn if you don't.
Right. Maybe he didn't do a whole bunch of complex multis and all kinds of shit.
And he didn't really need to.
Because it wouldn't have hit it hard.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what, there's something about being very direct and to the point.
Exactly. And that's what I got from it. He was trying to be very direct and on point. He threw like a slew in there where he was kind of like, you had to kind of catch it a little bit. But for the most part, it was very direct. Like, I need y'all to understand what I'm saying right now.
It was stripped. It wasn't a cypher verse.
It wasn't coded.
Yeah.
You're going to understand what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
You could take this for surface value.
Right.
There's no other. There's nothing else deeper inside of these lines. There's nothing. Right.
Which is why people are probably covering it like that, because they do get it. Like, they, because he's very clear and concise with what he says.
Like, in the face with it.
Like, look.
Man in hip hop, man. Look. I seen what y'all been saying. The conversations we got, they coming. They trickle in, but they coming. So Dead in Hip Hop Conversation, we talk about the 2017 BET Hip Hop Cyphers. There's a couple guys on there I was happy to see. You know, I'm big on Denzel
Jid.
Curry.
Oh.
Jid.
Jid was on there?
Yeah.
Oh,
that motherfucker killed that Jid, boy.
Yeah, Jid's become like one of my favorite artists right now.
Yeah, man.
He's dope as
yeah.
I think all of them were from Atlanta, right? Kodachan.
Yeah. Because they did a South Florida one with Denzel Curry and like three other people I didn't know.
Either.
Was all of them like acapella?
No. All of them except Eminem had a beat. Like, what M did, and I saw a couple of people, I saw you tweeting back and forth with people talking about, you know, a couple of people said that they didn't like it wasn't memorable, it wasn't this, that, or whatever.
A lot of people.
But see, I felt that Eminem took an approach where it's kind of like, it wasn't supposed to be catchy, it wasn't supposed to be all, you know, because he's
obviously,
giving you that.
Right?
We know what M can do, he's giving us rap God, he's giving us tracks, we know what he can do on a freestyle with a beat.
He's seen him spaz.
Right, that's what people want him to spaz, but I think there's different.
But I think that would have came off corny. I think if he would have did something so, like, just calculated and just on time, on point, I think that would have been a little corny.
Exactly, because it's what we come to expect.
But
I think this allowed you to look at the artistry that he was trying to present, first and foremost.
Right.
Second of all, because it wasn't catchy, you had to either go back and listen to it or really pay the fuck attention to what he was doing and how he was building that shit up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't all of the other ciphers. And that's the thing that I like. I like the fact that it was unique from everything else. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that he addressed what he addressed and how he addressed it. No, nobody else in another cipher is. Maybe they have one or two lines about
that. There were, yeah.
But it wasn't like. You know what
right,
saying? Like,
right.
It was nobody like hit.
Tried to knock him out. Like,
exactly.
Nobody tried to like really try to knock this dude out.
Not
like,
only that, nobody gave a fuck.
Right.
So they could have rapped the same fucking line.
Yeah.
Nobody would have gave a fuck.
And you wouldn't have felt it like that either. Like,
yeah, right? Nah, yeah. You wouldn't. But I think Eminem's stardom, the size of Eminem, is why the shit has been retweeted or viewed 2 million fucking times already.
Right. Talking about just the cypher in general.
His.
And LeBron kind of helped that too. Like, he's been tweeting out.
Bruh, so. Like.
What you about to say? Go ahead, man. You want to say something.
On. That's it. LeBron, I don't even think LeBron helped.
Thank you.
This thing was covered by everybody.
It was on the news, dude.
This was on the fucking, like, I have never seen a cipher on the news.
Which news network?
Yeah, a bunch of them. There was even one dude that Short Fuse sent me where it was like, this dude was like, in a battle, they call that bodied. Yes, they got the lingo.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Wow. I don't know,
but somebody helped him.
But Keith Olbermann said it's the best political writing of 2016 or something like that. Yeah, it is clearly wrong. He just got way too caught up in it.
I'll tell you what, man. Before we even get into the political part, rappers and fans,
bruh,
I have never been so annoyed and disappointed in comments.
I had to delete. Like, it was so many times I was about to tweet something. I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not doing this. And you took words right out of my mouth with somebody. Like, I forgot what you said, but it was like, yo, you wrote exactly what I was thinking. It was like you said something about, man, something about how you could tell like a real rap fan from somebody else. Man, you took the words right out of my mouth, dog. I was like, man, that's like almost the exact tweet I was about to send out. I was like, man.
You know what? Because it was like when people when people watched it and when M started rapping, I knew what I was going to get just from the first bar.
Exactly.
Like, let me see if I start this. I got a coffee pot that's probably hot. Probably not. I'm like, okay, so that's what this is. Right. This is going to be a freestyle.
Right, right.
The problem is I feel like a lot of these fucking casual fans that don't know shit about rap are just like, why does it sound like that?
Right.
How come he's rapping so slow?
You know what's the
spoken word?
I jumped on him. No, I'm like, bro, you say
spoken word when you say verse. Like, first of all, it's not a verse. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a freestyle.
Yeah. It's like so. Anybody that says verse, I already dismissed it. As soon as I see verse, I'm like, first of all, it's not a verse.
You don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know what you're talking about. That's the first thing that dismisses it for me. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mike. I'm
what are you sorry for? I'm listening.
Because I know you was gonna say something. Go ahead.
That's what I was gonna say. Everyone that was just like, oh, you know, how come he's rapping like that? He can't rap anymore. I'm just like, okay, you're dismissed. Your opinion doesn't matter.
Like, dog, people talk about rap. Dude.
People heard this and they thought that because M was rapping like that, that that was a sign that he can't rap anymore.
Oh my God.
And what that tells me is you have either never actually been in a real cypher or you don't know what a freestyle is.
Right.
These kids are used to the Drake freestyle, where it's not a freestyle, it's just him rapping a verse.
They probably like, why he pausing like this?
Exactly.
Why he walking like, nigga rap. No, it's not about that. It's about the moment. It's about like,
it's that moment.
It's about, all right, now I feel like rapping the fucking again. Yeah. Like, it's like, dog,
that is rap to me. That dude standing around you and you just spitting a fucking verse.
Right.
And I remember like that shit is so gone now. And that's why it's so disappointing. The essence is gone. Like, I can't think of the last time I was just out and dudes just start doing that. Like, that's some 90s shit.
Right.
And that's where M comes from.
It comes from an era.
You know, like, there were times when you would just go to a show and people would just, there'd be a crowd of 7 or 8 dudes and they're, all right, you go.
Yep.
And you just walk up and you don't spit a fucking verse.
Nope.
You start rapping.
Because they're going to throw whatever beat is playing. If it is a beat, they just going to rap. They just out here rapping, bam, bam. All right, you go. Whoever's going to come tighter. Like, yo, all right, hey. This nigga came to
you gotta get him.
All right, then he come and say something. You know, it's whoever gonna have the most reactions. Yep. Hey, then another guy come in. Oh no, I'm gonna spit some shit.
It was classic battle rap style to me.
Exactly.
Like if you watch, and that's what I said. Like, all right, maybe. Cause you know me, y'all always try to get people like, okay, the benefit of doubt. I'm like, okay, maybe they don't watch battle rapping. Like, cause if you watch battle rap, you know exactly what this is.
Exactly.
You know exactly what you're gonna get.
Dude.
Niggas stop and drink water real quick because they need to get their breath back.
Yeah,
like, exactly the essence of it.
Dude, the freaking Detroit hip hop shop, dude.
Yeah.
Like, he came from that, dog. That's crazy.
I was so frustrated. I had to come off Twitter, man.
Me too.
I had to come off Twitter.
It wasn't just like kids that you would expect to say that. That's what was disappointing to me.
See, I didn't,
it was like indie rap dudes that I know that were just like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And then like somebody posted on Twitter, they posted his actual verse, like in text form.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, oh, this is the dude that y'all love? Like, this shit is whack. And I'm like,
what? God, dude.
What are you talking about? Like, yeah, he didn't drop any lyrical miracle type shit. There was nothing where I was like, oh, that's fucking, like, that's crazy. It wasn't about that. And that's what tells me.
It's how I felt,
y'all
son.
Don't know
shit. That's how I felt, son. You gonna get this.
And that's the thing I truly enjoyed, because I actually saw it. Somebody had put it on Twitter.
Mm.
And then I retweeted it.
I think the thing that fascinated me the most was just how much it was covered everywhere. And they were just talking about, oh, Eminem ethers Trump or Eminem destroys Trump. And then you got people talking about them people, you know, but Eminem wasn't the first rapper. You had YG and Nipsey, YG and Nipsey also with Fuck Donald Trump. And so you had those people talking about, oh, but what about when the black guy said it? And why it got to be the white guy? And then the best one,
though, oh my God.
I think, was Lord Jamar.
Oh, fuck.
Hold on. He said,
what did he say? I didn't even see that.
Nah, he was like, oh, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically he was saying that, oh, people are so caught up in what Eminem was saying, but, and that he's speaking to white people because he had the white people on, talking about, you know, if you're a Trump, if you support Trump, you're a fan of me, whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. He was like, but they know white people don't watch the BET Awards, so that's basically
what he's an idiot.
Oh,
the white people probably watch, like, and white people will watch that, but even if they don't watch the awards. Right. That's what I'm saying. They'll watch that verse on YouTube.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was the that was like,
your argument is moot.
That's right. Yeah. Number one, they don't have to. Number two, look at the response that it got from everywhere.
Look,
number three, it's fucking Eminem. He's extremely huge.
Yeah.
He has a huge white fan base.
Right.
They were mad. They were mad.
Yeah, they were mad.
They were mad. But oh, yeah. They was mad at that one line.
That was the best. That's the shit that makes me so angry.
I don't like Trump, like, but I didn't. You didn't have to say that.
Like he's like when he said. In the what do you say? In the sand I draw a line, like, yeah. You ain't gotta decide. I'll decide for you.
Right.
Like if you're a fan of mine and you're a fan of his, and you fuck can't decide, you. Like, okay, yeah, it's not a dope, hard hitting line, but he didn't have to do that.
Right,
right.
And the fact that there's all these people are just like, oh, he's white, and I don't wanna hear from a white rapper. Do you really understand what he did? Yeah, he's not really gonna lose money at this point in his career.
No.
But at the same time, he did not have to do that.
Mm.
He just told probably a huge portion of his fan base, fuck you for who you voted for.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And even like the like anarchist, anti this, anti that rappers that I follow, they were just like, oh, fuck you. This is who cares? It's Eminem, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
He probably had to pay the black people to stand behind him. I'm like, you guys are pathetic.
He knows those guys.
He's never been that guy.
Know who those guys was behind him.
He's never been that guy.
Yeah, Marv was behind him. Right? Yeah, I saw Marv in there.
He ambitious was behind him.
Never been that kind of guy.
Even though Eminem was behind him, he's the biggest white rapper in the fucking universe.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's never been the white rapper that surrounds himself with nothing but other white rappers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whenever you see him, he's with a bunch of black dudes.
Mm-hmm.
From as far as I can remember,
M is a rapper's rapper. That's what he is. So of course that's who he's gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Associate himself with.
I swear. And like B said, like what where did he come from? Detroit in
the slums.
You know what I'm saying? The slums in the hip hop shops and freestyling on. Like who am I supposed to have back here? You know what I'm saying? Like come on, man.
Again, I'm not saying that the verse was amazing.
Right.
I'm not saying it was super lyrical.
Right.
But I'm saying the shit that he said, that was not preaching to the choir. That was talking to motherfuckers that will actually listen.
Which is why he had that last line like that.
Yes. And that's the part that's disappointing. It's like, if you want to reach the ears of the people whose minds you want to change, why would you not get the guy that's actually talking to them?
Right.
And then when he does, y'all are like, oh, well, fuck him.
Then he did the Colin Kaepernick joint and put his fist in the air. I was like,
I'm hearing a lot of Colin Kaepernick lines now.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how he's just gone to that level.
Yeah.
You know, with just the things he's
done. I mean,
it's
big, man.
Like, I know, but
Colin Kaepernick shit.
To even hear Eminem, you know,
right.
That
and just
was
think, we didn't even
crazy.
Think this when he started kneeling last year. Like, no, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we didn't think it was going to get to this.
Right.
But you know, it was something though. You know what I mean?
No,
it was a
of
moment.
Of course. No. We said,
you know, it was something
not
though. You knew.
Right.
Talking about back then? Not back then. Not when he started doing it.
Not like this.
No, not like this.
Because I got damn near almost sick. And just quote me.
And let's not get too far off topic.
Okay.
We are.
But and then in sports, I don't think that none of us thought that a year later we'd be talking about this.
Hold on. Mm. Let me tie it back in.
Go ahead.
We didn't think it would get to the point where Eminem would use it in a line a year later.
Yes.
Exactly.
Like, that's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So, but
on the national stage, like BET Cypher.
The response by people seems to be anti-M. And is it more black people that are anti-M, or is it?
It's a mixture.
It's a mixture.
Yeah.
Hating Eminem is a cool thing to do these days. And it's fine. I don't care if you don't like him. It doesn't matter.
Right.
But the people that are just like,
because they were saying like, he just
he's doing it for albums.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like he needs more. He's
about to drop an album.
Even if he did do it for album sales, so fucking what?
He still did it.
He still got the conversation started with people that would not otherwise give a fuck about having that conversation.
Right.
M is not doing this for album sales because M, he can be quiet and release the album tomorrow.
Right. It's clearly what he wanted to do.
Exactly.
It's so clear that that's what he wanted to do.
You can just tell him his face.
It was on his heart.
Yeah.
He had something he wanted to say.
Yeah,
and
honestly,
we've talked a lot about, you know, that's what, like, music, like, when you're in this art form, you're writing, you place of sincerity. Like, I don't like what's going on, and I'm going to speak out with my music. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did.
That's exactly what he did.
You know, and mad. Yeah, people are upset. This is what we grew up with. Like, years ago, we were like, man, nobody's being socially conscious with their music or addressing the issues with their music, this, that, and other. Mm-hmm. And years later, here we are where everybody's doing it. But it I guess it shows that it took something to happen to push people to that point. And to where they were like, oh man, I just gotta write about
it. Is everybody doing it though?
Like, I still feel like
rappers aren't doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I still feel like people aren't
like anybody. Like any of your favorite rappers.
Jay-Z has spoken out.
Oh, he said what?
But it was very
using their platform, right? Because we know Jay and we know all of these other people for their platform, for their music. Right. How many people have addressed this in music?
I don't even think Jay had to address it in music. What did Jay say? What, one thing once? Like, Jay is a huge rapper, mm-hmm. a huge influential rapper, who Eminem, they definitely have a crossover audience. Mm-hmm. Jay hadn't said.
Not like this.
Not like this.
Like his album was very black, but it wasn't like fuck Trump.
But see, that's the greatest thing about this. It wasn't even like M was just on some like I'm trying to fit in type shit.
Right, I know.
Or pandering. He was like, no, this is a fucking problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love how people think that just because he's white and because a large majority of his audience is white, they think that Eminem doesn't have any kind of connection to that community. Like, that just shows me, once again, you guys don't know shit about rap. You don't know shit about what you're talking about. It's fine if you didn't like the verse. Yeah. That's cool. Say he rapped whack. I didn't care about anything he says.
But he did that. You know, Billy taller than this. That reminded me when you be doing that shit.
That shit.
It reminded me of Mike. We might be making the hit.
That voice shit.
We gonna build a lot bigger than this. Like, how he made that rhyme with what he had just said?
You know,
like, I was like,
I'm gonna find stuff to rhyme with. You know, he's amazing.
Yeah,
that Fantastic Four bar was cool.
That's
the only way you get your rocks off.
That
was clever.
That was the one LeBron retweeted. Because when I saw the tweet, I haven't heard the verse at that time, so I was like, oh, what the fuck happened? So then I heard it. I felt like, were you guys online when this thing dropped?
I just saw it.
I think I was like maybe an hour late too.
That's how you're tweeting.
And I was like, yo, how y'all didn't tell me about this shit?
Yeah, that's how I saw it, because I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. What did M just do?
Yeah,
and I went and looked it up, and I was like, okay, it wasn't really a hot verse,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that he did it, mm-hmm. I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
But it was the backlash that really just made me really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were just like, well, he said stuff a million of other rappers have said. Great. But your favorite rappers who have huge platforms aren't saying it.
No,
and maybe it's something that you need to keep saying so people keep hearing it and maybe other people start listening.
It's just crazy how people are just trying to discredit every fucking thing.
It's the
even
internet. It's the fucking internet.
It's
like,
fucking crazy. It drives me crazy, bro. Yeah. Like, why everybody trying to discredit this type of shit?
Right.
Like, it's like, what the fuck? It's really showing, people really showing their true colors.
They are.
The whole other rappers have said it, but they're not as big as Eminem.
Exactly.
I mean, like, plain and simple.
Yeah, like that matters.
MC Shoestring said it, great.
Okay.
But who the fuck is he? Who is he speaking to?
Right.
Who heard him?
Yeah. Right.
If you didn't understand what I said, we hate Trump. Like, if you didn't understand anything I've said in this verse, at the end he's like, we love America, we love this, but we hate Trump.
We love America, we love the troops. That was the greatest part. Like, that's the main argument
right.
that these motherfuckers throw out. Oh, you hate America.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You hate our government. You hate the troops. They're over there dying for you.
Yep.
No. We just hate that motherfucker that's
what? Right.
I can't remember who, but it said that, you know, America is so racist that when you protest racism, they think that you're protesting America.
Right.
It's so fucking crazy. It's so aggravating right now, dog. Yeah, I literally have to stay offline because it's so aggravating to me, man.
You know what else I found interesting is that people saying, oh, Trump, are you going to call out Eminem? Why are you not calling out Eminem? Is it because he's white? You know, I've seen people say that. Like, they're waiting on Trump to respond to Eminem, and they think he's not going to say anything to Eminem because he's white. But, I don't remember him saying anything to LeBron either when he called him a U bomb, so I don't think it has anything to do with color.
I think he did respond.
To LeBron?
He responded to Steph. I don't remember. Not
Steph
LeBron.
Yeah, I don't think he said anything to LeBron. No.
Yeah, it was Steph.
And that was different. Yeah.
It's a fucked up day that we have in this era where a rapper says something, we're looking to the president to respond to it.
That's so crazy.
Like, that, if that doesn't tell you the climate that we're in and the type of president that we have,
God, dude.
Not only are his fans and his non-fans, they are looking to the president to respond to Eminem.
Because he's always on Twitter.
Something.
Yeah. When you say rap fans, and I hate rap fans, you're talking about the response that they've had to this verse and not understanding like what was actually going on.
All of it, even the ones that do understand.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Personally. I think it's a case of like, and this always happens, like, because you didn't do it, you're going to take somebody else down for doing it.
Yeah,
it's just, that's what it is.
But not even from rappers, but even from fans, the reaction from the rap fans to Eminem and he didn't rap the way they wanted him to rap, or, you know.
But it was bigger than rap. And I think that's the biggest point that a lot of people are.
Or even being dismissive about it. Like, there were certain elements that you guys were talking about in the beginning of this video that we all got, but they didn't get. And like you kept saying, y'all are not true rap fans.
Right.
So because rap is so popular now, has it gotten to the point where that, you know what I'm saying? Like
he's not rhyming words and he's not putting
because they're not
like how I typically want
to
hear.
To that,
yeah.
Is the culture itself getting watered down to where all these people that are really spectators,
right?
And
yes.
Visitors, and that's not a race thing,
right?
Because I saw black folks saying it too.
It was a black when I saw somebody black tweeted me this, like, oh, you ain't. Because when I tweeted y'all, somebody had replied to me like, they didn't miss nothing, and
you missed a lot. You missed a moment in time.
I also feel like though, Rod, that is rap Twitter. So rap Twitter is known for being very contrarian and trying to go against the grain.
Yep.
So you're going to either get one or two. You're going to get everybody like, oh, this is the fucking amazing thing in the world. And then you're going to get everybody like, oh, it's all right. It's okay. It was boring to me.
Or it's whack.
Yeah, or it's whack.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're going to get people that are extremely dismissive.
Eminem lost it.
Eminem. It's cool to hate on Eminem now.
Right.
Eminem put this out. You know, and here's this freestyle, and they're not quite connecting to it or getting it. And because it's cool to hate on Eminem and you don't understand what's going on, oh, this is all right. Or it's whack.
Or all he did was talk about Trump.
Yeah, or all he did was talk about Trump.
So Trump can tweet about him. So he can tweet about him.
That's perfectly fine. Because that line in the sand that Eminem, you know, metaphorically drew and literally drew and, you know, rapped about and all of that. His freestyle didn't allow people to change the narrative.